I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A former Swiss banker says he has the goods on 2,000 people and institutions who he claims are dodging taxes. He says he's taking steps to reveal that information. Rudolf Elmer hasn't made the names public himself, though. Instead, he made a public display today of handing the information over to the founder of WikiLeaks, Julian Assange. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
Rudolf Elmer has passed on secrets in the past about what he claims are shady banking practices, quietly giving documents to WikiLeaks. This time, though, he took a different tack. Elmer called a news conference in London, then refused to actually share any news. Instead, he gave two computer disks allegedly full of information to Julian Assange. He said he wouldn't reveal any details.
I will not reveal any company names. What I want to do is to hand this over to WikiLeaks.
Elmer says the disks list the names of multimillionaires, corporations, and hedge funds, as well as 40 politicians from the U.S. and several other countries. Assange, emerging briefly from the country mansion where he's staying under house arrest while he awaits an extradition hearing, says this information will be analyzed and released.
Yes, there will be full revelation. We have quite a few things to deal with at the moment, but if we can delegate the matter appropriately, then it could be a couple of weeks. If not, it will take longer.
Assange suggested he might release the information to selected media outlets and perhaps to British fraud investigators. Elmer is set to return to Switzerland later this week to stand trial on charges of stealing information from Julius Baer, the bank that used to employ him. He also worked in the Cayman Islands for 8 years and is an expert in offshore banking. He says that he wants to use that expertise to stand up for what's right.
I want to let society know what I do know and how this system works, because it's damaging our society.
Elmer's legal advisor, U.S. lawyer Jack Blum, was also careful not to name names today. Instead, he called on governments to investigate and reform banking laws.
Why do we allow a system like this to operate? Why do we allow some countries to make a living by hiding the tax money that has not been paid, by hiding money that has been stolen, and hiding money that has been derived from various other kinds of crimes?
Elmer's former employer denies doing anything wrong. Instead, the Swiss bank accuses Elmer of altering documents and threatening his colleagues. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.